This is Rusty Gaffney. I'm sitting down with Andrea Johnson and Robert Holmes, the talented photographers, and we're going to talk about a beautiful new book that they recently finished and have been debuting recently here in Oregon. And in fact, the first copy of the book will be auctioned at the Salud Oregon Wine Auction. The title of the book is Passion for Pinot, and being passionate about Pinot myself, this is something I really like to talk about, and I'm really excited to speak with both of you. It's a lot more fun to actually know the people behind the book. So what I want to do is have you tell me a little bit about how this project originated and progressed and developed, how long it took you, and what your aims were, what your goals were in producing this particular book.
Well, I've worked in the wine industry for a long time. I've done this, I think, is my 11th wine book. And Andrea approached me, when was it, 4 years ago?
2004.
4 years ago, to ask me if I'd be interested in collaborating with her on a book on Pinot Noir. And I'd never really been a fan of Pinot. I'm a Bordeaux guy. I live close to Napa. I live about half an hour from Canaros, but I love Bordeaux varietals. And Pinot's, I could take a leave, to be honest. But it was another book project, which interested me.
Sure.
And the idea was that we'd cover the whole of the West Coast from Willamette all the way down to Santa Rita Hills. Mm-hmm. So it's a great project to work on. Mm-hmm. And the more we got into it, the more I became to love Pinot, and now I'm I've been totally taken over by Pinot. I rarely drink Bordeaux at all now. And really, that's how it started. We had this idea. The great thing about the idea was that nobody had done a visual book on Pinot. There'd been one book that was excellent that John Hager wrote, mm-hmm. on North American Pinot Noir, mm-hmm. and John's book is outstanding, mm-hmm. but it's a textbook. Mm-hmm. It's a textbook without any illustrations, which as a photographer didn't sit well. You know, mm-hmm. we want a book, sure. with pictures in it. But we also wanted a book with some substance. So we asked Jordan McKay, who is a very talented young wine writer, who writes for Decanter and a number of wine magazines, and mm-hmm. San Francisco Chronicle, mm-hmm. New York Times, various publications. Mm-hmm. We asked him if he'd be interested in writing the book, mm-hmm. which he was, because mm-hmm. he has a very approachable style. Mm-hmm. And it makes it a book that's very accessible to the average Pinot fanatic, okay. who doesn't want something of the depth of John Hager's, but still wants some meat in the book. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to just produce a fluff piece that was all photographs, mm-hmm. and no content. We mm-hmm. wanted to have really good, solid content. Mm-hmm. And we spent the last 3 years working on it, and the book you see is the result of that.
Mm-hmm. And I come from a very different background than Bob. I've grown up in the Oregon wine industry. I've watched it evolve since the early 70s. Pinot was all that I knew and drank, and thought the world revolved around to a certain extent, jokingly, but until traveling more extensively the last 3-4 years, I didn't realize how special a lot of the background was in my own backyard. And I also wanted to capture a more candid slice of life. It's not just the glamour shots that people see once the mm-hmm. wine is produced,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but the care that goes in from the very beginning stages throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the winemakers, not just the people that are behind the scenes at the typical winery event, but vineyard managers, the people out in the crew actually babying the grapes and going through the entire year of care that it takes. And only visually could we really capture that type of process mm-hmm. of care, and it's amazingly similar, actually, places between the Willamette Valley down to Santa Rita Hills and Russian River to Sonoma Coast. There's a certain passion and spark between the people that are behind it that I think is different than any other varietal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a very unique book in that books about wine that are very visual are just that, they're just photographs. But yet this also has some meat to it in terms of text, is that right?
Oh, absolutely right, yeah. We're very anxious for that to happen. We didn't want it just to be a pretty book. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to be a pretty book, obviously, mm-hmm. because we're mm-hmm. both photographers.
Right.
But we wanted it to have really, really serious content mm-hmm. so that it's taken seriously. You know, we wanted it to be a book about Pinot Noir. On North American Pinot Noir, we didn't extend as far as Burgundy or New Zealand or whatever.
Yeah.
We wanted to contain it to some extent. Mm-hmm. But just look at Pinot Noir on the West Coast, which in itself is more than enough to fill a book yeah. of this size.
Well, this must have been a lot of work. I mean, pictures don't just, you can't just walk onto a vineyard and start shooting pictures. It has to be done at different times of the day, different parts of the season. I mean, it's a challenging job, isn't it?
I think the fortunate thing that Bob and I both developed is pretty intensive relationships with a lot of these producers. So they welcomed us with open arms to their property at all times of the day, all times of the year. And we became very familiar with each piece of land and the whole process of making the wine each year. So it actually stretched out over 3 years of photography. But I think we captured most of the best images towards the end, once we had more depth and knowledge into the industry and the experiences of every piece of it being produced.
And the more you know, the more you know that you can do better. So I literally took the last photograph in the book while it was at the printers in China, and I FTP'd it over to China. I literally took it when it was in production, because there was one photograph I really wasn't satisfied with, of the Santa Cruz Mountains, because we had some bad fires down there this year, and the light was never very good, and we could still be shooting now. Mm-hmm. You're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You're never satisfied. Mm-hmm. So most of the work was done in the last 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. But it was a cumulative effect. We'd go back to the same places over and over again, and then it is right, just the right timing. Both Bob and I, our style is to shoot fairly naturally, not to modify the images. There's so much that's over-photoshopped in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really incredibly beautiful scene. Whether it's the grit and dirt or the amazing landscapes or the different components. And too often these days, people will look at a photograph and not believe it's real. And we both wanted to have an authentic picture into the industry. And so it was important for us to capture it the right time of year and the right time of day. And that did. It took a lot of time going back to different vantage points to time it so that it happened optimally for the image. But it was a labor of love, really, so.
It certainly sounds like it. You must have drank some good Pinot along the way.
Oh, we had to drop. And we're continuing to.
And I'm sure you made a lot of new friends, too, right?
Oh, it's been great. You know, the whole industry is so collaborative. It's so open. It's people have a lot of fun. If you're trying to work in this industry and you don't have that passion, there's, you know, plenty of other things I think that would be a much easier living, both as a photographer and a winemaker. But I think everyone genuinely enjoys what they do, and it makes the whole process all the more memorable. It was hard to see the book end, in a way.
Mm.
So you planning a sequel?
Passion for Pinot 2. we thought about doing it on a global level.
Uh-huh.
There are, you know, great Pinots being made in New Zealand now, Australia, Tasmania,
right,
Canada,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah,
Chile, even,
yeah. Why not? Why not travel the world? What
yeah,
the heck?
Exactly. And I've heard they even make it in France.
Oh, I've heard the same thing. It's surprising,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's hard to believe, but there are rumors that the French are using Pinot Noir as a varietal now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we don't, you know, surprisingly, there's not a whole lot of photography. That seems to come out of Burgundy. We don't see a lot, at least I haven't seen a lot. A lot of it's amateur stuff that we see.
Yeah, there's not a huge amount. There are some books that have been done.
Yeah.
Andy Katz, a photographer in the wine country in California, has done an excellent book on Burgundy.
Is that
he lived there for a year.
Oh, okay.
So there are books out, but no one's done a global book looking at the New World Pinot particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Ontario for the ice wine harvest this year, and tasting some of the Pinots in Ontario, which were excellent, surprisingly. I forgot the name of the winemaker.
Thomas
Batchelder.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Batchelder.
Clos de Jourdain.
Yeah, Clos Jourdain.
Yeah.
It's a Boissy property.
Yeah.
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 yeah, as Jean Chabas says.
He's Oregonian.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was out here for IPNC a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think he worked with both Louisa Ponzi and Eric Lemelson in the past. Right. So.
Excellent wines. Yeah. Made in Canada. In Eastern Canada.
Yeah.
Which amazed me. Yeah. I didn't think they could grow Pinot.
Well, I think they're down in Niagara, down near the water, right?
Yeah,
right
Niagara.
Yeah. Peninsula or something.
On the
Benchland.
So they get
strip.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gee, it's been interesting talking with you both. The book is now published in widespread distribution?
It will be out. We did two editions of it. One was a winery edition. We partnered with some of the best Pinot wineries in the country. And they have the book in the beginning of December for their personal distribution and sale in their, however they wish to distribute it.
Sure.
The trade edition is coming out in March. 10-Speed Press is publishing the trade edition. So it will be available throughout the country in March.
Okay.
But it will be available at certain wineries now, but within 2 or 3 weeks.
A few in Oregon will have it over the Thanksgiving weekend, and it will continue to trickle in through the holidays.
Yeah, when we say now, we're talking about mid-November.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Well,
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I just really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great, thank you. Okay, so
if you give me... Thank you. That's my first radio interview.